Repeat After Me 2 is a performative installation of two films from 2022 and 2024, which was presented in the Polish Pavilion at the International Art Exhibition La Biennale di Venezia from April 20th to November 2024. Their protagonists are civilian refugees who speak of the war through the sounds of weapons they recall, imitating them and inviting viewers to follow suit. The audience can join in, repeating the sound in space arranged like a military karaoke bar of the future. In this bar, you do not sing along to the popular hits, but to shots, shellings, sirens and explosions. The lyrics are descriptions of lethal weapons. This is the soundtrack of the war, which its witnesses try to recreate. Repeating after them, we learn the language of their experiences. At any time, one can approach the microphone or watch the video from a distance in a bar arranged by full black metal furniture. Instead of a menu, there is a reprint of an excerpt from the emergency manual for the citizens, issued a few weeks before the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Instead of drinks, there is only water in this bar. An important scenographic element is a shield installed over the entrance to Zachęta, referring to the security systems protecting buildings and monuments during the bombings in Ukraine. The exhibition presents films from various stages of the war, stressing its grim continuity. In Repeat After Me of 2022, it is internal refugees who take the floor, people who have fled from the eastern to western Ukraine. In the video of 2024, the witnesses' stories move past the national borders. Our protagonists come from Ukraine and are now living outside their home country, in other European cities, in Wrocław, Berlin, Vienna, Vilnius and Tolomor, as well as in New York, among other refugees. This second film expands the geography of the refugee, but also shows the film protagonist at a point when the war in Ukraine has been going for over 2 years and has become a part of our daily lives. The stories of its witnesses can and aim to serve as a universal message, as a collective portrait of refugees from around the world, always represented by the same community of sounds. Today, the sounds of these Ukrainians could resonate with the experiences of Palestinians, Yemeni, Libyans, Syrians, or Haitians. The whole world is a zone of flight and resettlement, and safe shelter has no one fixed location. The project's protagonists try to describe the experience that has allowed them to faultlessly recognize the sounds of weapons. Disability shows the universal experience of people living in all areas touched by armed conflicts. When life is endangered, the senses are honed, survival can depend on sharp sight or vigilante ear. This work might be seen as a warning and instructions with detailed knowledge this war witnesses are sharing with future users. The sounds of weapons produced by protagonists echoing out against the bustling streets, the sleepy courtyards of housing estates in countries which are presently free of armed conflicts sound quite unsettling. Repeat After Me 2 is a manifesto against all the war's conflicts made during the times when no one can assure us that the cities where the 2024 video was made will never be affected by war. Read by Anton Varga, Open Group.